Item number three, from the Director, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to implement the classifications and rates of compensation for positions recommended for creation in the 2014 adopted budget.
Mr. Tesher.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. This is phase one of a two-part process to classify positions that were created in the 2014 budget. The first phase is where we address those positions that didn't require any further research to determine the classification, basically their existing positions. We ask the committee for their approval. We'll come back next month with the positions that were that involve a little bit more research to determine the proper classification.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question would be, for an item that's about setting rates of pay, why wouldn't we list the rates of pay or the pay ranges instead of using the codes that everyone knows that you don't have that you don't know that, you know, that I got to go cross-reference that against something off the website. The chart has the pay range codes, but not
right.
The pay ranges.
Right.
Mr. Session?
Mr. Chairman, if you'd like, we can revise the report and include those actual dollar amounts, but the positions that this is addressing, those pay grades are established for those positions already, so there's no departure from what's out there already. I understand what you're saying, and we can follow up with that supplemental information if you'd like.
I would appreciate that. I don't have a problem because I understand that this first phase is just as you say, that these are already existing. There's already existing positions of the same range. But particularly for that phase two, that's a necessary component, because short of that, we're just pretending like we're being transparent. Clearly, no one reading this, most people wouldn't even know where to go find that pay range chart. I mean, I happen to know it's on our website. I've used it a few times. It's really cumbersome to work with. So,
okay.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. And I think for phase two, it'd be great to have it too. I mean, I have asked a number of times because 92E and 903Z just doesn't make I don't calculate that right away, and I think it's good to have the transparency, and everybody knows they can look it up, I guess, but
sure.
So it's easy to see. And then the other request I would have, please, is that if there are any changes to what happened, I mean, we talked about a couple, that we made some adjustments or any changes, if we did that, can that be mentioned next time, too, if there is any of that?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Do we have a motion on the resolution? Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt resolution item three.
We have a motion to adopt the resolution. Is there any further discussion? Now we take the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.